Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chav Zayin Amir Aleph of Maseches Sota. We are on Daf Chav Vav Amir Beis, the last few words of the line. Be'ez Hashem, today we'll try to complete the fourth parak of Maseches Sota. The Gemara is going to begin with a discussion of a very interesting dilemma. Let's say a person has a choice to marry one of two women. He could either marry a woman who was accused of znus when she was married to a previous husband. There were rumors going around about her that she was mezana tachas baila. Or marry the daughter of such a woman. Which one is better? Amar Shmuel, Yisa Adam Duma, Va'al Yisa Bas Duma. Shezoba Mitipa Ksheira, Vezoba Mitipa Psula. Better to marry the woman who herself was accused of znos, rather than to marry the daughter of such a woman, because the daughter of such a woman may have come from a pasul abia, from a tipa that's pasul, and therefore she might have a real yichus problem. She might be a mamzer, she might be the daughter of a non-Jewish man, but the woman who herself was accused of being unfaithful to her husband, we know at least that her yichus is okay. Rabbi Yochanan Yisadam Bastu Maval Yisaduma, Shazu Amedes Bechas says, no, the exact opposite. Better to marry the woman, the daughter of such a woman who at least we don't know of any misbehavior on her part, rather than to marry the woman who is not becheskes kashrus, that we have to be choshed that she's not behaving properly. So Meisvei asked the Gemara, Nosei Adam Duma, the Braisa says that a person should marry a woman who's choshed on znus, against Rabbi Yochanan, who says not to marry such a woman. Amarav of Tizbra, you think the Lashon of the Braisa is such a meduyuk Lashon? Do you think it means no say lechadchila? What? Is that when the Braisa says no say, it sounds like lechadchila you're supposed to marry such a woman. Do you really think that should be like the number one item on your request list when you speak to the Shadchan? Oh, I'd love to marry a woman who was accused of znos in a previous marriage. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean lechadchila. Ele'im nasa. So, tninami bas duma. Just like it says the word no say and it really means im nasa, it says the word duma, but it really means bas duma, that to marry the daughter of such a woman, not the woman herself. Vehilchsa nalacha is yisa adam bas duma va'al yisa duma. Detari rav techliva bar marava kamed rabbi avahu isha mezana baneha ksherin rov bi'ilos acharabal. That if a woman is mezana, we assume that her children are still kosher, because even if she was mezana, in all likelihood, the child is her husband's child, because even if she was mezana, the majority of the times that she has bia, we assume are still with her husband, and therefore we paskin better to marry the bas duma than to marry the duma. So main point number one, machlokas amoraim, if it's better to marry a woman who is chashran znus or better to marry the daughter of a woman who is chashran znus, and we paskin better to marry the daughter of a woman who is chashran znus, because we assume that she is in fact kosher. By Rav Amram, haisa prutza biyoser mahu. What if the woman was really a big prutza, to the extent that you don't have an assumption that the rov bi'ilos were from the husband? So aliba demand yamareini shemisaberes halasamach levesta loti bayoch. If you assume like the opinion that a woman does not become pregnant at any time other than samach levesta, other than when it's around the time that she would you know be most likely to become pregnant. There's a machlokas in the Gemara Nida when that is, meaning samach levesta means like right before she becomes a nida. So this is one opinion in the Gemara. That's when she's most likely to become pregnant. So if you assume that that's when a woman becomes pregnant, then there's no suffix whether the children are kosher. It's pashut. We have to be choshesh that the children are not kosher. Telo yadaba velo manta. Because the husband doesn't know when is the day of her vest, and he's not able to watch over her on that day that she shouldn't be mezana with someone else. Kiti by ella. The shaila is, according to the shita that holds the other way, that holds that the most likely time a woman is going to become pregnant is right after the tvila. So at that point, the husband might be keeping a closer eye on her because he knows that's when she's most likely to be pregnant. So mai, then we have a suffix by a prutza. Kivan the other So do we assume that since he's aware of when her tevila is, the husband will keep a closer eye on her and make sure that she's not nivellus to another man at that time, and therefore the child is going to be kosher? Or do we assume, no, she's such a prutza, it's impossible to keep an eye on her? Teiku, the Gemara leaves it unresolved. So main point number two, if a woman is an incredible prutza, so machlokas whether we still assume a cheskas kashrus for the child. So if a woman is an incredible prutza, so if we assume that the husband doesn't have the ability to keep an eye on her, then for sure we assume the child is not kosher. But if we assume that the husband has the ability to keep an eye on her when she's most likely to be pregnant, then we have an unresolved shaila, whether there's still cheskas kashrus for the child. So now, ve'elu shebezin, the Mishnah went on to say that there are some cases where bezin will be mekane on behalf of the husband. Let's say the husband became a cherish or a shota or was locked up in jail, so he can't do the kinoy. Beis Din will do it for him. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a brisa that darshins the pasuk in the parsha Sota. The pasuk says ish ish ki siste ishto. So it could have just said ish. Matam lamer ish ish. Why the double lashon? The rabble says shescheres veishashota veishashamum veishalach bayil medina siyam sheyachavish beis asurin she Beis Din mekanin lehen leposlan miksubasan. That comes to tell us that a wife of a cheres who is unable to speak, or a wife of a shoter, or a wife of a crazy man whose husband went, or a wife of a man whose husband went to Medina Siam, or a husband who's locked up in jail, Beis Din will do the kinoy on behalf of the husband, that she shouldn't be alone in a room with this man that we're suspicious that she's misbehaving with. And that kinoy is going to work to aser her on her husband and ruin her chance of getting a ksuba. So yachal aflashko. So you might think that the kinoy that Beis Din does would even get her to drink the mesota. Tam lomer vehevia ish es ishto. That the pasuk says that a man has to bring his wife. Rabbi Yos yomer aflashkosa. That the Beis Din's kinoy can even work to be mashke the woman the mesota. And therefore, as soon as the husband gets out of jail, he will then be mashke the wife. So b'mayka mifli. The whole machlokas is, do you need the same one who does the kinoy to also do the hevi? The hevi certainly has to be done by the husband, right? The husband has to be the one to bring her. But does the husband also have to be the one to do the kinoy? That is the whole machlokas. Tan Rabbanan. Actually, that's the main point number three. There's a machlokas when Beis Din does the kinoy because the husband is unavailable. There's a machlokas whether she would have to drink the mesota based on that kinoy. Husband certainly has to bring her to the drinking, but it's a machlokas whether if he didn't do the kinoy, whether Beis Din's kinoy is enough to make her drink the mesota. Tanu Rabbanan. It says in Parsha Sota Asher Tista Isha Tachas Isha that the woman had strayed from her husband. So we darshan the that we make a hekish between the man and the woman and the man. And we learn some of the dinim of the man from the woman and some of the dinim of the woman from the man. The mayhilch. So which dinim do we apply from one to the other? Amrav sheshes. K'shem shem hu sumalohaya mashkedich sevinela me'enei isha. Just like if the husband were blind, you wouldn't drink the mesota because it says it was hidden from the eyes of isha, her husband. So he has to have eyes that could see. Kachhi imhaisa sumalohaya shosa. So too, if the woman was blind, she doesn't drink the mesotas. So that's a halacha of the man that we apply over to the woman. Ravashi Amar Keshem Shechigeres Vigidemes Loisa Shosa. Just like a woman who is chigeres, who's unable to stand, and who's gidemes, who doesn't have arms, would not drink the mesota. Dichsiv Hemida Kohen Asi Yishal Lefnei Hashem Venasan Al Kapeha. So too, if he is a chiger or a gidem, then he cannot be mashke her the mesota. Just like a woman who is mute cannot drink, because part of the process of the mesota is she has to say the words amen amen. So if she's mute, she can't do that. So too, if he is an ilem, he cannot be mashke. So last main point of the perek, that we link the halachos of a man to the man to the woman, so that if the woman is blind, or if the man is missing arms or legs, or if the man is mute, they don't do the drinking of the Mesota. Okay, so Hadron Alach Arusa, Bez Hashem, next time we will begin the fifth parak of Mesechta Sota.